This is VOA News. I'm Marissa Milton.
The Norwegian Nobel Committee is proud to honor Ales Bialyatsky Memorial and the Center for Civil Liberties for their contributions and to peace and human dignity at these very troubling times. Thank you.
That's Norwegian Nobel Committee leader Berit Riis-Andersen announcing the three winners of the Nobel Peace Prize who are from or connected to Ukraine. During the awards ceremony Saturday, Oleksandra Matvichuk of Ukraine's Center for Civil Liberties insisted that Russian President Vladimir Putin and his ally, Belarusian President Alexander Lukashenko, must face an international tribunal. Lukashenko provided the territory in Belarus for Putin's troops to stage their invasion of Ukraine. Meanwhile, Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky says Russia has continued to use Iranian drones against Odessa in its attacks on Ukraine's energy infrastructure. He says in total, Russian terrorists used 15 drones against the Odessa region just during one night on Saturday. This is the true attitude of Russia toward Odessa, deliberate bullying, deliberate attempts to bring disaster to the city. Zelensky said Ukrainian fighters managed to shoot down 10 of the 15 drones on Saturday. Peru's newest president has sworn in her cabinet and asked each member to pledge not to be corrupt while in office. Dina Boluarte named her cabinet on Saturday. She was elevated Wednesday from vice president to replace